me a little bit about Ed Forrest.
Ed was a had been a had worked in a bank, and to look at Ed, you'd think immediately if you said bank, you'd say, "Yeah, that's a typical bank teller." But quiet, courage, never raised his voice, got along remarkably well with his men. And I say, Goldstein was one of his men. I thought Ed was, I thought he was the best we had. Because I didn't tell him about it, I didn't tell him. But he impressed me as being the best. Always giving, never asking for himself. And I think he was hit by a lonesome plane up there.
Yeah, that's what...
Dropped a bomb and got him.
No kidding.
The very end of the war.
Near the final days. That hurt me more than any aspect to see him, you know. Being wounded and reading all the papers and getting letters, a lot of letters from my first sergeant. I've kept them all, I've still got them. And told me all about who's wounded and this and that. The way he got around the census, first man to be killed was a lieutenant, George Tarr.
George Tarr, right.
Well, he'd say, so-and-so joined Tarr's platoon. Well, he couldn't come out and say somebody got killed. He couldn't mail it home, that information home.
It was censored, weren't
they? Yeah, well, yeah, they cut the stuff out, or black it out, but uh-huh. They usually cut them. They cut the letters. My driver, the tank driver, Bynum was his last name, but first one of our men to die was George Tarr. It's awful difficult to write those letters.
Oh, yes, and then Bynum himself was killed also.
Yeah. Pine Valley, wasn't he from Arkansas?
Illinois.
Illinois, was he? Pine Valley. And that's uh-huh. Why his nickname was Pine Valley.
Right.
That's why I didn't know his first name.
Uh-huh.
Pine Valley Bynum. He was a hell of a good man.
Bynum?
Yes. I didn't have anything but a good man anyway.
He was a tank driver.
Yeah.
And was he your driver?
Yeah. No, Moose Medish.
What?
Medish was my driver.
Oh, okay.
Moose. That's right. Pine Valley was another.
Uh-huh.
I think he was a platoon leader's driver, though. Moose Medish was my driver. We never did. Jan never met him. She met several of them, those who survived. Moose Medish was a hell of a good man. But I don't know whatever happened to him. I don't think he was killed in combat. I think he's passed away since then.
When George Tarr was killed, what were the circumstances?
We're just going in. This is our first engagement. We're going down this hill. The Krauts have been shelling in this area periodically. Interdiction fire, I guess you'd call it. And then something happened. He always got down off his tank for some reason. I don't know why. I didn't ask him. I wasn't talking to him then over the radio. And he was curious about something, I guess. But he didn't get down all the way. The shell hit on the deck, knocked him down. And then another shell went close to him. Just had a brand new baby, little boy. And of course, God, I couldn't write that letter. I think I let Howard take care of it. Maybe Vincent did, because I knew him well, heck. Nice guy. Methodical. Kind of slow. But he'd do anything for you. George Tarr. In fact, Ellsworth Howard and I was talking about George the other day. What he commented about was a train ride from Fort Gordon up to... Wait a minute. No, this was the train ride from, last train ride was from Fort Jackson up to Miles Standish. And we had old George all excited about keeping track of the troops. We said, George, go count noses. But Howard, his nickname was the Gremlin. Well, he's a real needler, that guy.
Uh-huh.
Still is, but he was worse then. And he'd say, George, get out there and count noses. And George said, well, I did that just about an hour ago. He said, well, yeah, but you know, we're going to combat. You never know when one of these guys might just take it into his head to jump off this train. We ordered to get him doing something. Uh-huh. More than worrying about his kid, uh-huh, wife, you know. Okay. He would go off mumbling, counting noses. But he got it organized. He got it down by car, or uh-huh, in each car. Oh, Lord, I laughed about that. I didn't interfere. Ellsworth Howard was the executive officer. Well, I can still hear him. George, go count those. This stuff bothers you, you know. And the reaction is later, not then. You don't have time to think about it.